Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. We are in Masechta Arla. We are in the first parak. Mishnayos Beis and Gimel says the Mishnah Ishabo of Usin Laaretz Matzu Natua Pater. When the forefathers came into the land of Israel, so any tree that they found planted was exempt from the dinim of Arla because the pasuk says Chisavo Ela Aretz. When you come into the land, so by definition, if it was planted beforehand, it would be Pater. Not to Apple Bishlo Kavshu Chayev, but any fruit tree that was planted after they came into the land of Israel, even before they finished conquering the land, you'd be Chayev in Orla. Hanotel Rabim, what happens if a person plants for the public? He plants a fruit tree on his own property, but he wants it to be available for everybody. So Chayev in such a situation is going to be Chayev, because the Pasuk says, Shaloshanim Yelachem Arilim. Since the word Lachem is a plural, we see that even if a tree is planted for the public, it's Chayev in Arla. However, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this situation. Rabbi Yehuda Poter, he says, when an owner plants a tree on his own property and making it public, the Torah still uses the word Unetatem, you should plant. It's also in plural. Two plurals, Ein Riboy, Ach Ariboy, Ela Lamait. Now, it comes to minimize. And so what are we minimizing? We are minimizing the situation where an individual has limited himself. Hanotea b'shusaram, what if one plants in the public domain for himself? Or ha'ovi kochavim shanata, or if you have a non-Jew who plants in the Jewish field. Or a gazlan shenata, you have a thief who planted. Or anotea b'svina, somebody who plants on a ship. Or ha'ola me'ilav, if a tree grows on its own. So, in such a situation, in a normally inhabited area, chayev orla, all of these cases are going to be chayev and orla. Now, ilan shenekar v'asala imo, what happens if a tree gets uprooted with the rock? What do we mean by the rock? The base, that big clump of dirt that that holds on to the roots and everything else. Or shatfo nar v'asala imo, or a river undoes the tree together with the selas, and yachol lichios pater, if it can survive, so then it's going to be exempt. Bimlav chayev, but if it's not, it's going to be chayev. Nekara sela mitzido, what happens if the tree was not uprooted by wind or swept away by a river, but rather the sela, the compacted earth around the roots, was dislodged from the side of the tree, by winds or by a river, osha zizato amachresh, or a farmer plowing jostled the tree with a plowshare, osha zizato, or he jolted the tree by a wind. So in the asoka afar, and now the sela is disintegrated in that situation. Im yachol lechios pater, if the tree could survive, in other words, enough of the clumped in dirt was not uprooted. So then it doesn't become Orla again. But Vimlav, if it's not, so then it's as if it was replanted again. And Chayev is going to be Chayev for Orla in that situation. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic day.